All right, Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit. Congratulations. You won. Levi Kitchen took the win. Triple Crown. And guys, the red plate as well. So life's good for you.
It's nice. He rode really good tonight. I'm really stoked on him. Like, every moto, like, his starts were really good. And he just rode the track kind of mellow and didn't, really, like, hang it out. And I think it worked for him.
Didn't make really any mistakes, right? Like, really a good night.
Actually, third moto, there was a few mistakes. Missed a couple rhythms and stuff like that. But, like, at that point, he said that he had, like, kind of looked back and saw RJ crash and he kind of didn't need to push it. And then he kind of, like, laid off of it.
I like Triple Crowns, but what I don't like is what we saw tonight with your guy. He knows he's got the overall. You know, he's up on Thrasher. He knows he's got the overall, and he just kind of backs it off. I mean, that's the downside of a Triple Crown, I guess. So I don't know where you stand on these things, but, yeah. I mean, it is what it is, but that's the downside.
I would rather, of course, have the win.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push to win that last moto when he was kind of close to him. I'm like, man, I don't want to, like, blow it. Yeah. So, like, I'd rather just ride.
New guy for you, Levi Kitchen. What's it been like, personality-wise, you know, effort-wise, all of that working with him? What's your thoughts on the kid?
For me, he's probably more of the style that I would like to have out of a lot of guys, where he's, like, if he's happy, he's really good. So, like, when he came to the team, you know, like, he wanted a little bit of freedom to, like, be able to not just be in California and be in Florida, and he's riding with Chase and Kenny down there, and so my sacrifice on that was to allow that, and he's like, man, that would be awesome. And then I said, I want you to ride the bike and make sure that you're good with the bike, and he rode the bike and he's like, it's really good. And then we asked him about engine versus star, and he's like, no, we're fine. And then he goes, but the chassis, like the way it turns and stuff like that, he really liked that. So I'm really happy we got him, and I like his personality. I like him.
He likes fishing, which fits in well with your crew.
And I like fishing.
And then next week, Detroit. How's Faulkner, Hammaker, McAdoo? How are we looking for those three?
I think all three of them look good. Okay. Like, really good.
Yeah.
And I would say, I mean, obviously Seth has been up and down with an injury in the middle of it a little bit, and then same with Cameron. And I think Austin, I haven't seen Austin this good in a long time.
Okay. So, like, seen him good.
And I honestly think all three of them look really good.
Okay.
So we're fine.
Yeah. All right, last thing. I asked you for a slip-on for my bike. You said bring a resume, which kind of surprised me, to be honest. I just thought you'd say no problem, but you said you wanted a resume. And one of my listeners typed out a resume. I presented it with you here today. So you're going to review this, and we're going to see?
Yep. I'm going to I didn't read it today because we were busy. But I'm going to read the resume if it looks good. I might present you an offer to try the slip-on first and then also give you a complete system. And then you can evaluate that. And then that way your followers can figure out whether, should I just buy a slip-on or should I do a full system? And then whatever you think, I want you to tell them the truth.
But putting a whole system on the Yamaha with the backwards motor is, it's a lot. I was a factory mechanic.
I know, but you're looking at a little bit of a work deal.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to, like, you're dedicated to about an hour.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's really funny is, when you first look at it, you're looking at an hour, but then you got to think of these guys when they do it in, like, 5 or 10 minutes, right? And it's like anything, that you just get used to doing it. But, like, I think a slip-on and a full system and an evaluation. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And I can just say, I mean, I'll just tell them what I think, right? Like, you won't get mad at me?
I want you to tell the truth.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Mitch. Congratulations. Red plate on a PC Cowie. Sounds like a good deal.
Red looks good.